here we are coming to September 15th. Where are we? Let's use the death of these four girls to have a forum where we can speak to one another and find out, where are we really with each other? Are we closer or are we further apart? So 50 cities will be doing the same play, Four Little Girls, on September 15th, and afterwards there will be a talk back. Because I think we have to come together and find out, what is it going to take for us to learn we either work together, as Dr. King said, or perish as fools?
Tell us about the four girls chosen to play the roles.
When we put the call out, we just looked for young, honest talent. They didn't have to be steady, seasoned professionals. Playing Denise McNair, we have Jordan Rice.
In this scene, she is talking to her mother and friends about what she wants to do and how she's going to study for her job of being a doctor. This book has so much information. Now I finally know what I have to do if I want to become the best doctor ever. Develop a strong love for children.
Then we had Ebony Billups.
Ebony Billups, and I'm playing the character of Addie Mae Collins. She is 14. And this part I'm going to read is the part when she first comes home after a baseball game. Who's ever heard of a baseball player girl? There's got to be a first for everything. Besides, I want to be the female Jackie Robinson. Like Mickey.
Then we have Shania Evans.
My name is Shania Evans, and I'll be doing the part of Carol Robertson. She wants to be in the cotillion. That was like the big thing back then. It's kind of like, for us, we like prom. So back then it was like, wow, the cotillion, I can't wait. I still have a couple of years before the cotillion to think about who my date is gonna be, to learn how to waltz, what side my hair will be parted on. But it still hasn't stopped me from dreaming about my dress.
So then we end up with Taylan Morris.
And I'm portraying the role of Cynthia Wesley. She was 14 years old, and I'm also 14 years old. I want to teach at the University of Alabama, where I'll be paid over $100,000 for my work. And I'd have a long list of students who'd wait to get into my classes because they'd always be full. And in my spare time,
what better way to bring a naming to something we basically know as an anonymous group, the Four Little Girls. And something was sad and very disheartening about that fact, that who are these girls and what were their dreams?
The audience attending on Sunday may be a little surprised by the stark, bare stage. This is a reading.
A reading. There will be song, because as you know, the movement song is infused, and there will be gospels, because you had the movement, but the movement started out of the church, and they would get geared up and powered up in the church to go and march into the face of death. And those freedom songs propelled them to go and face what they know could be their last time. So the biggest thing we have are the visuals being shown on a big screen through certain scenes: the dog bites, the water hose, the bombing of the houses, the yellings, the screams, the horrible scenes, the hot coffee poured on heads and sit-ins, little children standing against the water hose there in Birmingham and what they stood up. So that's going to be a very powerful part of this whole show, are the projections giving us slices and bits of pieces, what it must have been like to be living in 1963 in Birmingham, Bombingham.
Afemo Omalami is the co-director of Four Little Girls, Birmingham, 1963. Atlanta is now one of 80 cities that's going to simultaneously host a reading of the play on Sunday night. On another note, it was earlier this week that all four of the girls were posthumously presented the Congressional Gold Medal by House Speaker John Boehner.
And so, the United States Amendment, authorized by an act of Congress, has struck in the name of the American people a gold medal to commemorate the lives of Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robertson and Cynthia Wesley. May we serve their memories with love and honor.
On our website right now, you can find more about the reading and a web extra where you can hear excerpts from each of the four girls from Atlanta reading their parts and sharing their own thoughts. It's all at wabe.org/citycafe.